This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, January 29th. Will cattle get a bit of a boost from wholesale prices in Monday trading from the floor of the CME in Chicago? Here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, the cattle market really rose a little bit. Those wholesale prices are better. They came in and kind of gave it a little bit of a boost to continue the trend higher. There's not really much expected in these cash markets to the end of the week, but the uncertainty has traders a little bit trying to balance their positions here. These frigid temperatures across the Midwest should definitely have an impact as well, so we're watching that closely. Now, the feeders did firm up actually a little bit more than live cattle, so they're kind of leading the way today. The futures did turn up on expected USDA data that it's actually going to be positive, which will continue the trend much further, and that just tells us the optimism going forward still looks pretty good.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.25 at 518. March corn was down a half point at 379.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 645. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 2.75, ranging from 656.75 to 666.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 0.75 points, ranging from 659 to 679. Live cattle for February were up 35 cents at 126.47.5. January feeder cattle were up 10 cents at 143.50, and January Class 3 milk was down a penny at 13.98.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.